Chapter 8.
Hey, Gura!
Gura, where are you?
Don't tell me the goblins got her?
If they prey on sharks, they must be fierce.
Wait a second. Do you hear something?
Hmm? You're right. Is that music?
Is someone singing? Let's go check it out!
Gura!
Oh, there you are, guys.
Don't give me that. And, who are they?
Let me introduce you to my friends, the goblins.
What? What do you mean?
I met them earlier and we became friends. The power of music is incredible. It broke the ice so easily.
Unbelievable! Don't goblins attack humans?
Oh, apparently that's a misunderstanding. They said they haven't attacked any villagers.
I had no idea we could communicate with goblins in the first place. I just assumed there was no way we could talk with each other.
I can understand what they're saying. It's neither English nor Japanese, though, so you guys might not.
So, what do we do? Should we persuade them to leave this forest? Or do we talk to the villagers, clear the misunderstanding, and find a way for them to coexist?
The goblins told me they're returning to their homeland soon.
Really? That solves the problem, then.
But why did they come to this forest in the first place?
They said they'd stayed away from this forest because there was a horrible monster here, but it seemed to have disappeared recently, so they decided to come here on vacation.
What? You mean there's a monster that even goblins find scary?
Yeah, but no one knows where it went.
I don't really get it. Isn't that monster a danger to the villagers?
Who knows? Ask the villagers.
All right. Anyway, we've completed one mission. The ones remaining are finding the cat and exploring the cave.
Oh, Gura, could you ask the goblins if they've seen a cat?
Ask them yourself.
I don't know what language they speak.
What's important is your strong will to communicate with them.
That's a good point. So, meow. Meow.
Oh, when I asked them earlier, they said they hadn't seen it.
Tell me sooner!